And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeons, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. As well as Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Sabling Police Chief Steve Repke has taken on a new role outside of law enforcement with the launch of the Young Gentlemen's Club, a mentorship program for local youth. Drawing on years of experience, Repke is leading weekly sessions focused on character, leadership, and personal responsibility. Students work through lessons on honesty, accountability, keeping commitments, and treating others with respect. The program also features practical life skills, from making eye contact and giving a firm handshake to dressing professionally and tying a tie. Participants will celebrate their accomplishments with a graduation ceremony at the end of the course. Repke says he's also exploring the possibility of developing a similar program for young women in the future. Michigan is expanding its efforts to boost early literacy by helping educators identify signs of dyslexia before children even reach kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new two-day training program at three locations across the state. The workshops will teach research-based strategies to recognize early reading difficulties and strengthen literacy instruction. Officials say the training supports Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Every Child Reads initiative and is based on the science of reading. Organizers note about 1 in 5 people have dyslexia, making early identification and intervention critical to long-term reading success. And as summer vacation begins to wind down, the Cass City Police Department is getting ready for the new school year. Officer Coleman recently joined children on the final day of the Village of Cass City's summer day camp, which serves kids ages 6 to 12 with recreation, crafts, educational facility, and field trips throughout the summer. With the camp now complete, Officer Coleman, however, is preparing to return to her role as the district school resource officer. When classes resume, and police say the visit reflects the department's ongoing commitment to help build positive relationships with local students both in and out of the classroom. And we will be right back with your obituaries after this message from Thumb Cellular.
Are you feeding the big carrier monster every month? You know the one. It gobbles up your money with expensive plans, overpriced phones, hidden fees, and frustrating customer service? Well, it's time to stop feeding the beast. Choose your local hometown wireless provider, Thumb Cellular. With plans tailored to your needs and budgets starting at just $25 per month for unlimited data, you can keep more money in your pocket where it belongs, with reliable, no-nonsense service throughout the Thumb and beyond. And when it's time for a new phone, Thumb Cellular makes it easy. All smartphones are instantly $360 less than manufacturers' prices, and you can get a free iPhone or Galaxy phone on select plans with no minimum number of lines required. Plus, when you need help, you'll talk to friendly, local people. Not artificial intelligence and not a call center hundreds of miles away. Just neighborly service from people who know the Thumb. And we're so sure you'll love it that we're offering a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Stop feeding the big carrier monster. Visit your local Thumb Cellular store today and browse current offers and savings at thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
And we are back with your national and international news. Starbucks delivered stronger than expected third quarter financial results, lifting its full year earnings outlook on the back of rising drive-thru efficiency and mobile ordering growth. Strategic menu refreshes and focused seasonal promotions helped boost domestic store foot traffic despite broader economic headwinds. Company executives noted that the supply chain optimizations and store layout redesigns contributed significantly to improved operating margins. Investors responded positively, pushing shares higher in extended trading, despite worldwide issues. And the Defense Department leaders submitted a comprehensive readiness report to Congress detailing the U.S. Army's ongoing rollout of next-generation command and control communication systems. The modernized infrastructure incorporates real-time data integration and enhanced encryption designed to operate in contested electromagnetic environments. The upgrade follows a series of field exercises designed to test tactical comms across multi-domain operations. House defense committees are scheduled to review the procurement budgets for full operational rollout as of next week. And dignitaries, historians, and survivor descendants gather at the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum in Poland to mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the World War II concentration camp. Wreath-laying ceremonies and educational forums were conducted to commemorate victims and reinforce global commitments against hatred and discrimination. International leaders delivered addresses stressing the importance of historical preservation and education for future generations. The Memorial Foundation highlighted new digital archiving projects designed to preserve survivor testimonies permanently. And the global oil and natural gas futures settled slightly higher following mixed supply signals and security developments across key Middle Eastern transit choke points. Energy analysts note that while crude stockpiles remain stable across OECD nations, geopolitical risks continue to add a risk premium to long-term futures contracts. Traders are closely watching upcoming OPEC Plus coordination meetings for guidance on production quotas. Energy ministers reaffirmed that production capacity remains sufficient to meet global demand despite localized transport disruptions. And we will be right. My apologies. That was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.